It's been a good year so far. It's like we're 60 minutes from an Ulster title, and you know that was our aim at the start of the season. And you know, let's hope the lads perform tomorrow. And if we do that, then we're in with a good chance.
Yeah, and unbeaten as well. I think what in 7 or 8 games.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we with a good minor league campaign and beat Tyrone in the minor league final. And yeah, we've come over Derry and Antrim in the championship. So. Yeah, it's Armagh this time round, and we met them in the semi-final of the Ulster Minor League, and they gave us a good test that day. It was a really, really war of attrition, and it's probably going to be the same tomorrow. So we're expecting a tough, tough match from Armagh.
Mm. And I suppose the one thing about the Minor League campaign, and I know you took it very seriously from day one, but you did get to experiment, and you did get to try out, and you did to get develop a team out of it, didn't you?
We did, not just a team. We know that we have a very strong bench also, and you know, there's 30 odd lads there that's really, really battling hard and working really, really hard. And you know, even in the last month, you know, a couple of really good, intense in-house matches, and a lot of lads are really stepping up to the mark. And you know, there's 15 starting tomorrow, and there'll be lads coming off the bench. And up to date now, the lads that are coming off the bench have really, really contributed well.
Mm. And tell me, in terms of the team, have you finalised it yet?
It's more or less finalised, you know, one or two decisions just to tie up on, but that'll probably be more or less the same as the start against Antrim, and the bench again is going to be really, really strong, and it's going to be probably something that we've tried to make sure that we have people coming off the bench that's going to contribute, because in that last 20-25 minutes of games, when the game starts opening up, then you know, certain players can definitely stand up to the mark, you know.
And talk to me about Armagh. As you said, you played them in O'Donnell Park, and I suppose no great surprise given the game that they have evolved or developed in Armagh, right through their all their age groups, very defensive, very hard to break down.
Yeah, they have, exactly. Yeah, we found it difficult in the league match. I think we won 23 minutes in O'Donnell Park that Saturday before we got on the scoreboard. And, you know, at the second half we played really well that day, and we had to play well to win the match. This time around Armagh, you know, they played Cavan, they beat a fancy Cavan side in the first quarterfinal of the championship. They scored 1-5 in the second half. Cavan didn't score at all in the second half. Last time round against Monaghan were fancy to win it after beating a very strong Tyrone side the previous week. And at the end of the day, Armagh deserved to win it. And great credit to Paul Doyle and the staff. They've really, really worked hard with this group of players. And both teams are definitely in the Ulster final tomorrow on merit.
Yeah, and where are the Armagh strong?
Their game plan is around a defensive unit that's going to be difficult to break down. They have Jarlett Oak Burns, son of Jarlett Burns, in the middle of the park. He's a really, really good ball winner. They have a couple of nifty forwards that can definitely score, right foot corner or left footed corner forward, number 13 Ryan Hughes, a really good player. And they have a couple of very good players, and you know, it's a game that we really need to be on our guard. We really need to get a top-class performance to win this Ulster title, but the lads are capable of doing it.
Mm. And in terms of your own team, I suppose, we've seen against Derry, brilliant first half, hanging on to the second half. You know, maybe even enough with Antrim in the first half and really turned on the style in the second half.
Yeah, that's been the way. Yeah, it's been, you know, it's trying to get that momentum going and to get that performance over a longer period, sustained period. I mean, no matter what team you play against and no matter what level you play, the opposition will have their period of domination. So we've got to be ready for that. And you know, the half an hour that we played against Derry and probably the second half against our Antrim were really good. There was patches of the game that wasn't good. We've tried to work on that there, and hopefully we'll have ironed those problems out. But, you know, if anyone's going into Clones tomorrow thinking it's going to be an easy game for the Donegal Miners, then you'll have to look at it again, because it's going to be a really tough match, Tom. And we looked at Armagh in terms of video analysis, and they're going to be difficult to break down. They have some very, very good players, well set up, and it's going to be an interesting 60 minutes.
Mm. Is it a concern of yours that maybe there's a lot of talk about Donegal, raging hot favourites, going to win tomorrow, and a danger that maybe that could filter through to the players?
Well, we've spoken about it, and you know, you guard them against that. But that's been there all along, Tom. It's been there from probably the first game of the minor league, that this is a strong Donegal minor team. And we've had it probably once we won on the 16 competition, and then last year at 17 level. But those are different competitions. We normally do well at 16 level and Donegal, and it's about moving it on to minor level. And, you know, these lads have done it so far. But, you know, they're 60 minutes away from you know, creating a bit of history. It's, I mean, only 5 or 6 Donegal teams have won that minor championship and also minor championship in the past. And, you know, what a great way it would be to start the afternoon and, you know, maybe to go on for a unique double with the seniors later on in the afternoon. But a lot of football, a lot of stuff to be done over the next 60 minutes tomorrow. And then from our point of view, as I say, we've worked really, really hard to get this far. Now we're 60 minutes away, and let's hope the lads can do it.